Hey guys, this is Christina Santini, and I'm going to talk to you about some secrets to skinny that I have come across from France. And I absolutely love France, not the least because of their delicious, delicious foods and everything cooked in butter. And come on, who doesn't love butter? I love butter. And it's so awesome now that we actually know that a lot of the things we need, like vitamin A, K, and iodine, and the fatty acid called CLA, is naturally found in butter. So there is no need to have guilt when enjoying something that is drenched in butter. Well, everything with moderation, but we know that butter can be part of a healthy diet. And with that said, there has been a lot of books written about what is called the French paradox, and that is, how can they get away with eating so seemingly delicious, rich food, eating dessert every day, having red wine as part of their meals almost every day also, and still be slim and healthy? They have actually been one of the most heart-healthy people for quite a long time, in spite of that they smoke and have some less healthy habits also. So there are 17 things that I have observed from France, and that is, number one, they love to talk about food, they love to plan, and they love to shop and eat. So what does this translate to? Well, most of us, we actually don't plan or shop before we are already way too hungry, and we will just grab something on the go or go to the supermarket when we're already hungry. We don't really plan a weekly food shopping list, and that is key to ensure that you're actually eating healthy for a week, because when we are hungry, that is when we're weak. And you cannot willpower your way over your biology, and hunger is biology, so you need to plan it. So this translates into the number one rule, and that is, set your intention for the day. What do you want to eat? What do you want to prepare in advance? And I do that I shop in advance once a week, and if I need something, if I figure out that, I might need some tomatoes in the middle of the week, I'll go and get that from the grocer, but I will only make one big shopping round per week, so I'm not tempted. Also, number two, that is, they have meal times in France that are followed quite rigidly, actually. They do not skip meals, and they don't kind of have breakfast all throughout the day or just snack every hour, as we often see in the States and also in Europe, many other places. They have set breakfast that is from 7 to 8 a.m., and lunch is around noon, and dinner is around 8 p.m., and these times, what's interesting is they actually overlap with Ayurvedic meal times. And this is the Eastern philosophy of when it's optimal to be eating foods. And this is actually scientifically proved in the West, because we're able to measure when our digestion secretes digestive enzymes. And that is around these times. So, very interesting. Number two is, decide your daily meal times and stick to them. Number three is, the French are pretty boring when it comes to breakfast. They basically eat the same thing over and over again. And it's typically some type of fresh bread with some combination of butter, jam, honey, maybe some fresh squeezed juice, and a bit of yogurt. And this kind of boringness of just having the same over and over again, that creates a ritual. So the ingredients are likely always there in the kitchen, and they're not going to just pick up something unhealthy on the go because they already have this kind of very simple breakfast. And that is number three. It is keep breakfast simple. And I just love to eat the same thing over and over again until I tire of it because I don't want to use my decision power in the morning to decide what I'm going to eat. I need to use that when I'm working and for difficult tasks throughout the day. But the thing is, we only have so much decision power throughout the day. And if we spend it on mundane things like what to eat every day, every meal, or what to wear every day, then we tire very quickly and we don't have enough decision power for what really matters, which is with our family and with our work. We become tired and we become lethargic because we spent all our time trying to figure out what to eat or what to wear. And this is also a huge thing for women because admittedly, many women, we spend a lot of time makeup, preparing food, and deciding what to wear. So for women, we really need to plan this in advance a week ahead so we can use our brain power on something that is more meaningful, basically. Now, the funny thing here is that in France, I have never met a person who skips a meal on purpose. So it's not acceptable in France to go without three meals a day. They do not do intermittent fasting. There's a mindfulness of meal times, and the ritual of eating is usually accompanied by others. It's a part of daily life. They do not diet or go on a grapefruit diet or lemonade diet all day. It's part of being in a healthy social environment. And that is also our number four, and that is don't skip meals. So, number five, this fifth secret of the French, is that they don't eat quickly. If you have ever sat in a coffee shop in France, you will notice that they really take their time savoring the espresso they get and the small cake they might eat in the afternoon with that. Or they just take their time chewing the salad, which they usually start their main dish with. And then they have their dessert. And this is not scuffed down. So the tendency to overeat because they're eating too fast is virtually non-existent because they eat slowly. And that is number five. So no matter how simple a dish is, savor it and eat slowly. Number six is get ready, it's sit down. Now, a lot of us have a tendency to eat while we're standing, eat while we're walking, or even eat while we're biking. But a mindful eating process that requires that we're sitting down at a table and focusing on what we're eating. When we eat on the run, we're not focusing on what we're eating. And we'll feel as if we didn't actually have a meal, and thus we set ourselves up for a lot of mindless snacking later on. And again, this is the same as when we spend time with others. We want to develop that ability to be in the moment, not distract ourselves with our iPhone or with just constantly multitasking. And this goes for everything because how we do anything is how we do everything. And starting with developing a mindfulness and loving approach to our food, which is something that we will have to practice several times a day because we eat several times a day, is the easiest way to get these skills that we're developing and transfer them into other life areas with our family, with our loved ones. Are we able to be there? Are we able to listen? Are we able to be loving and caring, nourish our needs? That's the takeaway here. So, number seven, that is lunch. When I say lunch, it's not just lunch. I mean, that's not a big surprise here, but it's a large lunch. Now, you'll notice if you travel in France that lunch is quite a proper meal. It's usually both a salad and a big protein main meal. And the thing is that when you have this main meal in the middle of the day, you don't need to snack in between meals because they get enough to eat at their regular meals, and that also helps to ground them and keep them satisfied. It gives another sense of being able to focus on something else than constantly, where do I get the next snack? Where do I get the next snack? Because they eat, they're satisfied, and they're not hungry for at least 4 or 5 hours. So that is number 7. Number 8 is also that they relax during their meals. They use their meals as a way to de-stress. And this means that, again, they focus on what they're eating and they don't suddenly scoff down their food. They use their meal as a way to de-stress and be very mindful of what their body needs and what they're feeling, and not just flipping through social media on their phone. Number 9 is they don't snack mindlessly. Now, snacking on the go and picking at food throughout the day, it really kills your hunger at mealtimes. And when our body is constantly busy digesting food, it can't actually use energy to detox and to burn fat. So this is not an ideal setting to put your body in. Rather, if you feel like you need a snack, eat more at the meals. So, number 10. They're not scared of being hungry. Now, you don't want to be famished when you're having a meal, but you want to have a healthy sense of hunger when you enjoy a meal. It's not something that we should be afraid of, hunger. I mean, some of us are like, oh my God, if we can feel a hunger, we will immediately put something in our mouth. Now, from a scale from 1 to 10, where 1 is stuffed and 10 is I'm ravenous, then you want to be at, I would say, around a 6. So you want to have a moderate sense of I'm hungry, but I can control it when you sit down to a meal. Number 11 is they don't eat meals on the go. Again, they don't eat meals while they're driving, watching TV, or working at the computer. They just don't do that. They sit down at a table and they focus on the food. Number 12 is they keep the kitchen closed after mealtime. So this is something that you can basically teach your entire family, that when there are not meals, well, the kitchen is closed. You can even put a close sign on the fridge if you have to. But basically, you want to teach your family also that the kitchen is off limits after the last dish is washed. This is not a place where you feed your emotions, but you feed your body when it needs to. And if you're hungry between meals, then you need to evaluate, did I get enough food at my meal? And then eat more at the next meal. So, number 13, what is that? Well, it's basically setting the scene. And what do I mean by that? Well, we also eat with our eyes, so we want to make sure that the table looks great. We want to use some nice plates and real stainless steel cutlery, and perhaps some flowers and candles if we're feeling like it. We want to make an occasion out of eating. After all, nourishing our body is a celebration of life, and food should be just that. It should not be a punishment. It should not be related to a lot of restrictions. We want to focus on what we're giving our body with love. Number 14 is they eat with their eyes and their mouth in France. So this is kind of a little bit the same as number 13, but this is not just the setting. It's also to make sure that the food looks appetizing as well as tasting good. So sometimes I see on Instagram dishes that are made into flowers and things that are just not realistic. However, the other extreme is everything kind of looks like, vomit basically. And that's not very presentable for ourselves to have to eat food that just doesn't look very delicious. It also sends us a signal that, what do we believe about what we're worthy of? Beauty is life, and beauty is not about this stereotypical image of skinny models or whatever we think beauty is. Beauty is everywhere, and it's a God-sent thing that we can honor and service ourselves with. It's not this media-created ideal. Beauty is in nature. The flowers are created in beauty. The sun is beautiful. And what we feed ourselves with, the food on our plate, should also be arranged beautiful. It also kind of forces ourselves to pause and look at it instead of just shoveling it away. Number 15 is be mindful of where the food comes from. Now, in France, it's quite common to get the major part of your food from the local markets. And that means that they actually talk to the people who produce the food and they know where it comes from. And also knowing where our food comes from, it enhances mindfulness in eating, tasting, and enjoying the food. And it's also nice to know that animals didn't sacrifice a happy life to be on our plate. Caring about animals doesn't mean you have to be vegan, not at all, but it means that we cannot put up with torturing animals just to turn into a burger. We need to honor the circle of life, and that is that we're created to also be able to eat meat, but we need to treat it with respect. We cannot have these places of torture, which industrial farming basically is. So we need to be mindful of where does our food come from and vote with our dollar. That is what animal ethics is about. It's not so much about whether you're vegan or not, but it's really about making sure that we treat every living creature with respect. Number 16 is be aware of how food makes you feel. Now, in France, people are very much aware of how they feel about the pleasures of life that are edible. And that also means that they're very much aware of what should the size of a treat be and how much dessert do they want to eat? Because how is this going to feel a couple of hours after in their body? Are they going to feel stuffed or are they just going to feel energized? So if we override the mindfulness aspect of this, we lose the ability to check in with ourselves and be able to eat what we need and when we need it. Number 17 is pay attention to your digestion. Now, again, since we are taking our secrets here from the French, They are very much obsessed with how they digest their food. And by being aware of how their body is feeling, the French have mastered the art of moderation. They eat all things, but in moderation. When they've had enough, they know it, and they say no to the rest. Now, the end goal is to derive pleasure and nourishment from food and the process of eating it, not to feel uncomfortably full or having stuffed one's emotions down with that plate of biscuits. So that is it, guys. 17 skinny secret tips from the French people. Hope you enjoy it, and I will talk to you later.